He saw and believed. The disciple whom Jesus loved goes into the tomb. It says he saw and believed. What did he see? Well, apparently we know what he believed, because the apostles go out and spread the good news that Jesus is raised from the dead. That's what he believes. But what did he see? He saw the same thing that Mary Magdalene saw. Mary Magdalene was the first one there. It says plainly she saw the tomb, the stone was rolled away, and the burial cloths were there. And Mary Magdalene assumes they have taken the Lord, and we don't know where they put him. Peter comes and he sees, but it's not clear what he thinks. He's confused. We don't know what Peter thinks. But John comes in and he sees the same thing that Mary Magdalene saw, that Peter saw, and yet it says of John, he saw and believed. What did he see? Whatever it was that John saw, he saw more with the eyes of faith than it was anything in that tomb. We could say that certainly the burial cloths were there. Who would steal a body and unwrap the body and leave the burial cloths, even fold it up neatly? So perhaps that tangible evidence would have weighed on John's mind. But I think more than just what he saw in the tomb, what he saw was on the level of faith. And that is why he believed. Now, I had a chance to attend a debate one time between an atheist and a Christian. And the topic of the debate was, did Jesus really rise from the dead? And both sides swore that they were going to present evidence. So you might ask, well, what evidence is there for the resurrection? What do we have as proof? Obviously, we're all here this morning, so we believe it. But what evidence do we have? When people ask you, what were you doing here this morning? What will you tell them? What evidence do you have that Jesus is raised from the dead? In this debate, it was interesting in that the atheists, for the first time in many of these debates that I've heard, a lot of times what they'll do is they'll try to say, well, the scriptures can't be trusted. They were made up by people who wanted to create a story. Essentially, the apostles lied. They stole the body at night. They hid it so that they could come up with this big elaborate story about the resurrection so that people would believe and follow them. That's often the kind of logic you will hear from a side that wants to debunk the resurrection. It's all a big mistake at best, and probably a big deception. But this debate was different, because this atheist, he said, you know what, I can't go that route. I have to admit, as an intellectual, honest person, that there is no way that the apostles made up the story of the resurrection. The evidence is all against it. This atheist was able to say, I can't put together how a bunch of scared fishermen who all abandoned Jesus, denied him, ran and fled and hid because they were so afraid of what would happen to them, that after Jesus dies on the cross, somehow they magically get all this courage to go out and die for this made-up story. He said there's no way that that makes intellectual sense. There's no way that a scared group of apostles one day would then go out the next day and lay down their lives for the truth that Jesus rose from the dead. So this atheist concluded, there is no doubt that the apostles really believed that Jesus was raised from the dead, and that it's clear that it happened because they thought they saw him. This atheist then, however, went on to say, that's where the mistake is. They only thought they saw Jesus. They were really hallucinating. And at that, the Christian actually had to interject, well, look, we have stories of Jesus appearing to 500 people at once. I mean, did they all hallucinate at once in the same way? And the atheist actually wanted to say that's essentially what our faith is today. It's a mass hallucination. And that mass hallucination has been passed on for 2,000 years. That's one possible story, and You could believe that. But I have a feeling that those of us that are here today believe something different. But what have we seen? Why would we believe? We've not seen the risen Christ. We haven't even had a mass hallucination that Jesus would appear. Jesus is probably not going to physically appear in our church today. But we know he will be here and is here in mystery. Every time we celebrate the Eucharist, as we do on this new Easter day, we know that is Jesus. Jesus is here, and we will have an encounter with him. We encounter him in the word proclaimed today, in the beautiful scriptures of Easter, but especially in the Eucharist that we're about to receive. But do we have personal evidence for our faith? What evidence is there for us today who have not seen the risen Lord? I had a chance to spend 10 weeks living in the Holy Land. And one of the great blessings that afforded, rather than the typical tourist flyby trip, I got to spend a lot of time in Jerusalem. And one of the most blessed nights I had was to spend an all-night vigil in the Church of the Holy Sepulchre. This is the church that contains the Holy Sepulchre, the holy tomb of Jesus. It contains Mount Calvary, and the central focus of this church is the tomb of Jesus that is with us today. I spent a couple hours on Calvary praying where Jesus died, and then I got to go down to that tomb, the place that during the day is normally crowded with long lines, but in the middle of the night, I actually got to be there by myself, and I knelt down at the slab of stone that would have held the body of Jesus. And as I knelt down, I saw something that I hadn't seen when I was standing. On the bottom of the pictures of one of the icons, there was an inscription in Latin, and I could kind of make it out. It said simply, "He is not here. He has been raised. See the place where they laid him." There I was at the place where they laid Jesus. And all of a sudden, that inscription really hit me. He is not here. I am in the exact same place that Mary Magdalene, that Peter, that John were on Easter morning. I was there in the early hours of the morning of the first day of the week. And you know what? I saw the same thing that they saw. He's not there. It's empty. The tomb is empty. I saw what they saw. You too can go to Jerusalem and see exactly what they saw on Easter morning. But will we believe? Is that empty tomb enough evidence for us? I think we need more than that. And I think all of us are here today, not because there's some empty tomb in Jerusalem, but maybe in a real way, we really have seen the risen Lord. Maybe not with our eyes in his flesh, but I think we've seen the Lord. Each of us has our story. The story that brings us here today. Some of us have been here every night for the last 3 days and can't wait for this morning. Some of us have been away for a long time and are finally had the courage to come home this morning. Welcome. Welcome to everyone that is here. We all have our story as to why we're here this morning. We're here because we've seen the Lord. Some in dramatic, powerful ways. Some in just that little tugging of our heart that says, it's Easter, I need to go to church. We've seen the Lord. The question is, what difference will it make then? John saw, he believed, and then the apostles went out. And they weren't afraid, and they told everyone. You know, the great joy of Easter in our first reading begins with saying, you know what has been reported. You know the story about Jesus, how he rose from the dead. Do we know the story today? Probably we that are here do. But our country has since stopped being a largely Christian country. Our world, places that have been evangelized years ago. Can we really say that you know the story? Today, we've got to go out and tell the story. Yes, we're here, and yes, we encounter the risen Lord like the apostles, but then we've got to go out and tell people. It is not enough today to say that, well, we're in a Christian country, so everybody knows about Jesus. John Paul II rightly said, we need a new evangelization. We've got to go from this church today and go out and spread the good news. And that's not the rules and the teachings of the church. It's not what's in the catechism. That's part of it. But at the core of our Christian faith, the bedrock nutshell message of the Christian faith is that Jesus Christ, who was God, died for us, and now he's alive and risen from the dead. He was dead and he is alive. He's not in the tomb. He is with us today. That is good news. And we've got to go out and share that good news. We can't keep that to ourselves. Today, we're all here with our story. We have got evidence of the resurrection. In truth, the best evidence for the resurrection is you. You are the evidence for the resurrection 2,000 years later. You are the reason that people will believe in Jesus. The Bible will not be enough. The catechism will not be enough. No one will believe in Jesus if you don't. You are the example for all those around you. And this is your day. This is the great day of the church. And we are able to rejoice today because we know we have seen the Lord. He is not here. He is risen. We have seen the Lord. And now we must go tell others. There is evidence for the resurrection, and it's not an empty tomb. It's you. You are the evidence today. Go and be his witnesses.